Now, you talked about the support of glutathione with the liver and the detoxification process. I mean, there's obviously going to be two benefits from it. One is that when we get that stuff out of our system, which our body doesn't want to have, and having sufficient glutathione is going to give us the wherewithal to exit these toxins out of our system. There's going to be obvious benefits relative to cellular communication, and you can talk a little bit more about the benefits of a clean system, but then also, please touch on a little bit of the fact that sometimes our body, when it has the wherewithal to dump all these toxins, maybe sometimes it does it a little bit too quickly. And if so, if that does happen, what should we be doing in order to be able to kind of graduate that process?
Yeah, you know, Dave, in seeing some of the questions that are coming from the distributors, it's becoming obvious that detoxification or detox reactions, or what is called kind of erroneously in the literature, Herxheimer reactions, because it's not really truly a Herxheimer reaction. That's an immunologic term. Really are occurring more and more frequently. And I can only attribute that to the fact that, A, the distributors are really doing a good job at getting the message across, and more people are taking this. B, when Steve and I first discussed this, he gave me the challenge of creating it for normal people. Well, there are only two problems with that. Number one is I've never met a normal person. I don't even know what the definition of a normal person is. And number two is that most of the people that I hear from, at least, are far from normal and have a list of medical problems that are as long as my arm. In any case, what happens in this is the following, and I want you to think about this kind of like a garbage heap. Glutathione, in a very real way, is kind of like flypaper. And it will pick up the toxins that are in the cells and get rid of them. The problem is that as they are exiting the body, they're going through the bloodstream. And if there's too much of them there, you feel the effects. I believe, and I can't yet prove this, but it's what do I know, what can I prove? It's in the area of what do I know. I believe that when toxins increase in your bloodstream, it engenders an immunologic response. And that immunologic response makes you feel like you've got the flu, or you want to heave, or you've got GI problems, or you've got a massive headache, or a variety of other things. But all of it seems to center on things that I know that the immune response does when it gets over-exuberant about a problem. And the way to solve it is very simple, okay? If you think of the garbage heap, and this is really important, if the poisons are at the top of the garbage heap, it's going to happen right away. If the poisons are buried further down in the garbage heap, okay, it's going to take longer to occur. And I've seen detox reactions happen out to as long as 18 months. That is to say, initially you feel wonderful, and then a month, 2 months, 3 months, 6 months, 12 months, you feel, 18 months later, you feel terrible. That's not because it stopped working. That's because it's working even more effectively to clean up your cells. That garbage heap, by the way, is your cells. And if you want to get even more specific, it, by and largely, the garbage heap are the fat cells in your body. Fat cells aggregate poisons. And the deeper down in the garbage heap or the fat cell it is, the longer it's going to take to get out. But the only thing you need to do is, please don't stop. Because you who get detox reactions from Max GXL are actually going to benefit more than somebody who never gets a detox reaction because they didn't have the poisons. You do. And in fact, if you drop back to one capsule, in some people have had to have them break open the capsule and sprinkle a quarter of it in applesauce and increase by literally doubling it once a week until they got back up to full doses. You will go through the detox reaction with minor, if any, symptoms, and at the end of the day, your cells are going to get the best wash and wax that they've ever had in their life and be able to function the way they did when you came out of the womb before you got exposed to all the stuff that's in our environment.
It's a fantastic analogy. You know, and I think hand in hand with that, obviously, we need to be making the right choices to be able to make sure either, because obviously our body wants to get it out. We have to facilitate a medium to which it can get out, making sure they're drinking plenty of liquids or sweating it out or doing something to where their body can exit those things. But it's a fantastic, I mean, I tell people all the time, don't be, this isn't a quick fix. We're not trying to stick your body in a microwave and cook it. this is about the rest of our life. We're not just trying to be able to say, hey, I want to enjoy this summer or I want to enjoy this winter. I want to enjoy the rest of my life. And so you just take the proper protocol and responsibility and be able to get there. Dr. Keller, in final summary before we transition over to Craig here is that I'd just like to give you a couple minutes to be able to have any final thoughts, if you have any.
Yeah, two things. One that you brought up that I think is very important. If you're undergoing a detox reaction, the more you hydrate, the less bad it will be. So that's critically important. And the second thing you also alluded to, I want to enjoy the rest of my life. Well, let me tell you the studies that have been shown in terms of glutathione. Glutathione levels go down in every age group except one, and that one are the people who reach 100 years of age. Those people, interestingly, have glutathione levels that approximate those of a normal 30 to 40-year-old, not a sick one, a normal one. Is that coincidence? I don't think so. Is that something that may tell you if you really make the right lifestyle choices and do max GXL as your body says it needs it, that you may have a longer life? We can't prove that for years, but I'm telling you again, folks, this is in the realm of what do I know, not what do I think. So please help us to get the message across because this is life-changing, and without you guys, we can't do it. Thanks a lot, and have a great month.
Dr. Keller, thank you so much. We sincerely, in all forms, appreciate everything that you have done and everything that you continue to do, and obviously we're confident of the bright future of what this product's going to do for people, so we just want to extend our collective thank you to you.
And my collective thank you to both Max International and to the distributors, because we are, again, three legs of a stool, and without one of them, we fall.
Well, thank you very much, and you enjoy your weekend.
You too.